where you work, it's the payroll savings plan. Where you bank, it's the bond a month plan. Everywhere, it's United States savings bonds for real financial security.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is your host, Kenny Delmar, introducing Guest Star, one of a series of programs produced and transcribed in New York and presented by this station on United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Our guest stars for this program are those popular young radio stars, Ozzie and Harriet, better known as Mr. and Mrs. Nelson, and even better known as Ozzie and Harriet. Before we hear from them, however, let's listen to the $3 and the Savings Bond Orchestra under the direction of Dennis Agay. Their song is Let's Call the Whole Thing Off.
And I say either. You say neither, and I say neither. Either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. You like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So you like pajamas and I like pajamas. I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off. Let's call the whole thing off. So you go for oysters and I go for oysters. I'll order oysters and cancel the oysters. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off. Let's call the whole thing off.
Well, now, that's nice, fellas. That's very nice indeed. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce our guest stars, America's favorite young couple, Ozzie and Harriet Nelson.
Well, thank you, Kenny, and we're certainly glad to be here on behalf of United States Savings Bonds.
Yes, they certainly provide an easy, convenient way of saving. Ozzie agrees with me, and he's tried several methods of saving. Well, I remember just a couple of years ago...
Harriet, why should you bring that up again?
What's that, Harriet?
I told you, Kenny. You know, the time Ozzie brought home the bullfinch balance budget.
Oh, yes, the bullfinch.
It could have happened to anybody.
Well, of course it could, Ozzie.
You sure?
Why, certainly.
I don't know. Somehow it seemed like the sort of thing that happens only to me.
Well, let's go back a couple of years and see just what did happen. On this particular day, about 6 o'clock in the evening, we find Ozzie Nelson getting off the bus in front of his house, carrying a package. He's wearing a rather preoccupied air as he bids farewell to the bus driver.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Saturday, isn't it? Well, see you the next day. I'll see you Monday.
Monday's my day off.
Well, I'll see you around anyway.
Haven't you forgotten something, Mr. Nelson?
No, I have my package right here.
Pay as you exit, like the little sign says. It ain't my doing, Mr. Nelson, but the company puts them up.
The fare. I'm sorry. I had my mind on something else. I was thinking about saving money, and it's...
Tell you the truth, Mr. Nelson, I don't mind you saving a little, but the stock code
I don't mean... I'm happy to pay the fare. I'm happy to. Here you are, Lance. Yeah. Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Haven't you forgotten something, Mr. Nelson?
Mm-hmm. The fare. Oh, I'm sorry. Certainly,
No, Mr. Nelson, your package, you put it down when you got that dime out of your glove.
Well, as Ozzie walks toward his house, slowly getting a grip on himself, he looks around for his two little boys, David and Ricky, who usually rush out with smiling faces to greet their daddy as he arrives home.
Harriet! David! Ricky! Ozzie. Hello. Well, I'm glad somebody's home.
Oh, dear, I didn't hear you come home.
I sneaked in rather quietly. Where are the boys?
Over at Mother's. What's in the package?
Harriet, I'm glad you asked that. Here is something that'll revolutionize our entire lives.
Ozzie, you didn't buy David that trombone.
No, nothing like that. Sit down a moment, dear.
Okay. There. What is it, dear?
Harriet, has it ever occurred to you that we're not as young as we used to be?
Well, really, dear, I can take that kind of a shock standing up.
No, I'm serious. Has that ever occurred to you?
Well, of course it has. I assumed that everyone else was in the same fix.
Yes, but most people are doing something about it. And here we are, flitting through life like the grasshopper in the fable, living to the hilt, heedless of the morrow, with never a thought for our old age.
Ozzie, did you find another gray hair?
No, it's just that... Well, I want to have a long talk with you. Sit down. Oh, you're sitting down. When will the boys be back?
Not for another hour or so.
Well, fine, because I wouldn't want to alarm them.
Goodness, are they facing old age, too?
Oh, of course not, dear. It's just that...
Ozzie, will you please tell me what's in the package?
I'm coming to that.
Well, I suppose the way you're going on about old age, I suppose it's a shawl or a foot warmer, hmm?
Harriet, I was going over our bank account today, and I find that during the past year, we have saved $12.32. At that rate, we aren't going to have enough to see us comfortably through the poorhouse.
Ozzie, what are you talking about?
Oh, I know. There's no charge for room and board, but there are little extras. Some tobacco for me, a few chocolates for you, perhaps a pair of chintz curtains to brighten up our drab little room.
Ozzie Nelson, what is in that package?
Harriet, I'm glad you asked me. This contains the Bullfinch balanced budget, the answer to our savings problem. You see, Harriet, with the haphazard way we've been spending, we never know where the money goes. For example, the allowance I give you to run the house. Perhaps it's a bit too much. Don't you generally have some left over?
Well, yes, dear. Where do you think the $12.32 came from?
There, you see. No system. Now, here's the way the Bullfinch balanced budget works. There are 312 envelopes, six for every week in the year. Now, look. See this one? It's marked rent, 25%. So each week, I put 25% of my pay into the rent envelope.
Just hand me that pencil, please, huh?
Hmm?
Let me see now. Well, our rent at present comes to only 21% of our income.
Oh, really? Well, let's go on for a moment to this envelope. Now, this envelope is marked food, 35%. Seems reasonable, doesn't it?
I'll show it to the butcher. I'm sure he hasn't seen it.
And here's one for entertainment, another for medical expenses. Here's one marked education. I think we've had enough of that, though, don't you? Unless you'd like to have me go on.
Well, I rather think, dear, that refers to the children's education.
It very possibly does. Though I wonder how the Bullfinch people knew we had children. It goes to show how devilishly clever this whole thing has been worked out.
Yeah, it certainly is.
You see, you simply divide your income according to the percentages written on the envelopes, put the money in, and then seal the envelopes.
How do you get the money out?
Steam open the envelopes, I imagine.
Well, why not leave them unsealed since we have to open them anyway?
Harriet, George W. Bullfinch has worked out this system to keep us from the poorhouse. Would you double-cross him the minute his back is turned?
I think I could be persuaded to, yes.
I'm glad the boys aren't around to hear that. Here's another feature of the Bullfinch balance budget. These little thrift reminders on the envelopes. Look at this one. You see on the envelope of savings?
Uh-huh.
It says, remember, a penny saved is a penny saved. That's pretty good, don't you think?
Read me some more if they're all like that.
Well, here, look, here on the food envelope. It says, do you know that inexpensive cuts of meat cost less than expensive cuts? I don't care for that one quite as much, but here's a place to write in the answer.
Well, I'm smart enough to know the answer to that one's yes.
Yes.
I told you that educational envelope was for the children.
And here
See?
On the entertainment envelope, it says, wouldn't you rather spend a quiet evening at home instead of spending money on the movies?
What's playing tonight?
The same picture we saw last night.
All right, yes on that envelope.
And here's one on the clothing envelope. Do you really need that new fur coat? See, it's clever how they mix them up. They had two yeses, then they had this one that's no.
Oh, you write the answer to that one, Ozzie.
Why, what do you mean?
Well, I'd rather have the answer to that one in your handwriting in case Mr. Bullfinch takes the matter to court. Anyway, darling, you may not know it, but I've had us on a budget since we were first married.
Well, that may be true, but there are budgets, and then there are budgets.
Oh, hand me that pencil again, please, huh? And those envelopes?
Here you are. If you think you can improve on this.
Let me see now. I want to add these up.
Here's a man who has spent his entire life working up this budget system.
Food. 35%.
And she's going to pick up the envelopes and
clothing,
work out a better system
education,
in 5 minutes.
Incidental.
Man has probably spent years.
Ozzie,
and
this
years.
Is a rather peculiar budget.
Well, what do you mean, dear?
What adds up to 110%.
110%. Harriet.
Yes, dear?
The way things are today, I really don't think we can afford it.
Thank you, Ozzie and Harriet, for that interesting lesson in economics. And now here again are the $3 and the Savings Bond Orchestra under the direction of Dennis Agay. This time it's the lovely.
Is young, the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's the lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, and so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's the lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear mother nature murmuring low, let yourself go. So please, me sweet, but chickadee, and when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's the lovely.
We feel a sudden urge to sing
the kind of ditty that invokes the spring.
So control your desire to curse
while we crucify the verse.
This verse I've started seems to me
the pentantithesis of melody.
So to spare you all the pain, we'll skip the darn thing and sing the refrain. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear mother nature murmuring low, let yourself go. So please be sweet, my chickadee, and when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilemma, it's de lovely.
Well, Ozzie, though we can't recommend the Bullfinch balanced budget except to people whose incomes add up to 110%, we feel that every family should have a budget of some kind which allows for regular systematic saving. Don't you agree?
Well, frankly, Kenny, I leave that sort of thing to Harriet. Unless you're talking about United States savings bonds.
By a peculiar coincidence, I am.
On that subject, Kenny, I know my way around. United States savings bonds are the world's safest investment. A good-paying investment, returning $4 for every $3 invested in just 10 years.
And it's so easy to save regularly with United States Savings Bonds, either where you work or where you bank. Where you work, it's the payroll savings plan. Where you bank, it's the bond-a-month plan.
That's right, Harriet. Ozzie, would you care to go into the matter further?
Delighted, Kenny. If you're on a regular salary, the payroll savings plan is the easy automatic saving plan for you. You simply tell the folks at your place of business how much you want set aside each week from your salary to buy bonds. That's all you have to do, and the rest is automatic.
If you're in business for yourself, a farmer or a professional person, and not on a regular payroll, you'll find the bond-a-month plan just what you're looking for. You simply arrange with your bank to purchase a bond a month for you, any denomination you decide on. The bank does the rest.
It's just like Harriet and Ozzie told you, folks. It's as easy, as automatic as that. So why not start now to save regularly with United States savings bonds? You'll be glad you did.
They're your investment in America and your safeguard for the future.
This is your host, Kenny Delmar, signing off for Guest Star, one of a series of programs produced and transcribed in New York and presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. We want to thank Ozzie and Harriet Nelson for appearing with us on this program. Until next we meet, here's a question to remember.
Have you invested in United States Savings Bonds this week?
They're a good buy. Goodbye, that is.